Maybe we're not seeing buds and blossoms just yet, but there are signs of rebirth in the arts world. On the first Friday of every month, we roll out our First Friday Arts segment. It's a forum for people to call the exchange and tell the audience about arts events in the coming weeks. Listen or call and join the party, just not yet, because all the phone lines are full. We'll give the number as the phone lines go dormant on us. But first up, here's Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Welcome back to First Friday.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Yes, we are having our First Friday art opening. In fact, we are the first stop on the First Friday Art Walk tonight in Eugene at 220 West 8th. That is the New Zone Gallery. We are having our large open non-juried show called the Zone Brawl. So come on out. We have over 220 pieces at the show. We'll have music. We'll have beer supplied by Ninkasi, which is free. We'll have pizza by Sizzle Pie, which is free. We'll have music, like I said. Everything's free except the art. So come on out. It should be a lot of fun. Also, on every second Saturday, we will have our Makers Play Day for artists to come out and play around, do some art, and other fun things. Also, today at 1 o'clock, we are having a special reception for a 100-year-old artist. I'm sorry, I can't remember her name. We have so many pieces in there. We have doing a special event for her, a little soiree for her. I do know that she's the oldest ticket holder for the Ducks, and she's been on ESPN, but we're doing a special event for her because she is 100 years old. That's today at 1 o'clock. The opening reception tonight for the main show starts at 5:30.
All right, and you've said all the magic words, free pizza and beer, so good to hear from you with the New Zone Gallery. Steve, take it easy. Let's go to the Camelot Theater in Medford on this First Friday Arts segment. Dan, welcome.
Hey, Jeff, good morning.
I'm Camelot Theater and Talent. You're calling from Medford,
Talent.
I gather. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Talent's where we always say Broadway meets talent. Camelot's got a new show coming out this month. It opens up next week. We're in tech this week. It is Ghost the Musical.
Mm-hmm.
So if you saw Ghost the motion picture with Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze, and Whoopi Goldberg, it's the show now turned into a musical. So, you know, one of the songs that is in it is the Unchained Melody from the Righteous Brothers. And it's actually a song that's a duet, so it's a beautiful song, and the show is actually turning out really fantastic.
I was going to ask about Unchained Melody. It is in there, and it sounds like the lovers sing it to each other?
It is. I've never heard it sung by a male-female lead. Usually I hear it just the two male leads from the Righteous Brothers, but it is actually beautiful when you hear it sung as a duet with the both leads.
Wow, that does sound lovely. So when does Ghost the Musical open?
Ghost opens on the 8th of March, and it runs all through the 26th. And we have Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening performances at 8 o'clock, and then the Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock. And those are actually filling up. The matinees tend to go very well for us. So it's a three-week run, and we're pretty excited about opening up that next week.
Okay, so that is Ghost the Musical at Camelot Theater and Talent, opening up on the 8th and closing on the 26th, with a lot going on in between. Thanks for calling, Dan.
All right, talk to you next
month. Bye. Take it easy. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. That frees up one phone line at 800-838-3760. Here is Thomas from JC Concerts in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi, how's it going?
Everything's going great. We've got Derek Nelson and family coming 7:30 March 17th at the remodeled North Medford High School Auditorium.
And
this is not just going to be a great concert, Jeffrey. It's a once-in-a-lifetime, full-throated, multimedia experience combining visual technology with exquisitely soaring three-part harmonies bursting with youthful energy. Plus, they look good.
They do indeed, and in fact, I should point out to the audience once again that when I send out the e-blast inviting people to take part in First Friday Arts to sort of get the ground prepared, I do invite people to send clips as well, and we do have a clip from JC Concerts. So let's hear just this little chunk of Derek and family singing.
Everything is gonna be all right. Let go of the troubles on your mind. It only takes three deep breaths and a beat in your chest to know that you'll start over again.
That is a lovely harmony. So when are Derek and family coming to the to Medford?
They're going to be March 17th, two Fridays from now at 7:30 p.m. at the remodeled North Medford High School Auditorium. Tickets are $25 and are available online at jcconcerts.org, at Piano Studios and Showcase in Medford, or at the door for For more information, go to jcconcerts.org or call 541-734-4116.
Okay, jcconcerts.org, Derek Nelson and family on the 17th of March. Thanks so much for that, Thomas. Let's go on to Matthew at Crater High School, Crater Renaissance Academy in Central Point. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much, Jeff. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. A little bit tired.
I can imagine you're working on a musical right now, aren't you?
Yes, we are, and we open on Tuesday, March 7th, and a little bit nervous about opening on a Tuesday. I've never done it before. We're getting so busy here at the Crater Performing Arts Center that I've had to, instead of stretching it over two weekends, I'm doing six shows in one week. So we start on March 7th and go through March 11th with two shows on March 11th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. The rest of the shows are all at 7 p.m.
Wow, that is a busy schedule. And this is, what's the show?
The show is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. The story by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice of Joseph the Dreamer from the Bible and his coat of many colors. And so in a world there that it seems that we as a society are getting more and more black and white, it felt right to do something about stretching humanity into a technicolor idea. And so a lot of color, very vibrant. Very youthful because we are high school, mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to bring this to the Rogue Valley.
So actually, we have a clip available from your rehearsal, so let's hear a little clip from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat from Crater.
And then the thing came in the back, which I thought would do the good off. But it did, and they confided like it's such a monster suffering.
So how long, Matthew, have you been practicing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Actually, we started back on January 7th. Once again, like I said, we've been so busy here that I've had to chop up my rehearsal process a little bit. So we started back on January 7th. The students, we've had a trip to Disneyland. The choir left actually this morning. We don't have rehearsal tonight and tomorrow. We have our final dress on Monday. But we're sitting pretty. But we've chopped it up a bit, and the students have been working really, really super hard. So I'm excited to actually put it in front of an audience so they can get some feedback as they're set and ready to go.
And that's your whole run, March 7th through 11th?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, congratulations on the rehearsal and getting this on stage, and best of luck with the show. It's Crater Renaissance Academy, so Crater High School, for the old-timers.
Crater Campus, yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling, Matthew. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Jeff. Enjoy your day.
You too. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. One phone line open at 800-838-3760 to talk about arts events in the coming weeks. Let us move on to Southern Oregon University. I'm sorry, I don't have your name clearly. Can you tell me who you are?
Sure. My name is Melissa Rain Anderson.
Hi, Melissa. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I am directing a production of Spring Awakening at the college at Southern Oregon University with the theater students. And we are opening on Thursday, March 9th, and running through the 12th. And we're playing in the music hall, actually, as the theater is being renovated. So we are calling it a concert version because we are in the music hall, although it is a fully staged, fully realized production with costumes and minimal set and lights and eight-piece band on stage. Spring Awakening is... book and lyrics by Steven Sater and music by Duncan Sheik, based on the Frank Windeken German play Spring Awakening. But in this version, we get to rock out a little bit because the songs are pop rock influenced as we segue from scene into song. So the play, the scenes are basically still in sort of late 19th century German provincial town, whereas the music takes us into the modern contemporary pop world of today. So it's a really interesting musical, and the students have amazingly filled it out.
And that's the whole run, the 9th through the 12th?
It is the whole run, the 9th through the 12th in the Southern Oregon, it's in the Southern Oregon University Music Hall.
Right. I don't want people to be shocked because when they approach the theater building is now being renovated, so it's completely surrounded by construction fences, but it is to the left of that, to the north, that you're actually playing the show.
Yes, thank you. Absolutely. I do want to warn, just a little slight warning that there is some some brief nudity. It's not for the tender of heart. We do talk about teenage suicide. There's sexual content, and there's some talk of abuse. So it's a very interesting piece for these times, and we hope to enlighten that there's a need for stronger communication between parent and child.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, the students have taken this on, you know, full steam ahead, and it's the perfect age group to do this musical with. So we're really excited.
Okay, Spring Awakening at the Music Recital Hall, March 9th through 12th at Southern Oregon University.
Thank you.
All right, Melissa, thanks. Let's move on to Teresa in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm so glad to hear that. Hey, we've got something real interesting going on this evening. Shepherd's Dream is presenting The Flock 2. It's our wool-inspired art exhibition. And Shepherd's Dream and Creatively Speaking has made it easy for art walkers. We sponsored the All Aboard Trolley, which is going to run around Ashland from 5 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that'll keep you dry if there is rain this evening. We've added a special gourmet toffee English treat locally made by Carrie's of Oregon. And it's in conjunction with the Chocolate Festival in this weekend in Ashland.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. And while you're at Shepherd's Dream, enter our free monthly drawing. It's our gift to you. And you need not be present to win. Shepherd's Dream is at 629 A Street, Railroad District, two doors down from Studio AB. We love it if you come for the art, the gourmet toffee tasting, and stay for our favorite acoustic guitarist, Coyote.
So let me understand. So the trolley is actually sponsored by Shepherd's Dream. People can get on and off the trolley and hit
that
all the arts venues for first Friday?
Yes, they can. In fact, there's, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's free parking behind the Snyder Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts at 4 o'clock, and it's in the yellow parking area of the university, and it runs from 5 to 10 p.m. We're not going to be open till 10, but some of the art walkers want to go out and have dinner after they do their art walk. They'll be riding in style and comfort, and
okay, so
stay
good,
dry.
Good to know. So they're not going to get stranded at 8 o'clock.
That's right.
So. Okay. Well, thanks for providing that service on First Friday. Good to talk to you, Teresa.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Shepherd's Dream in Ashland. Let us go to Barnstormers Theater in Grants Pass with Michael. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, Jeffrey. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Yourself? So what do you got coming up?
We've got the continuing Storytellers Music Series at the Barnstormers Theater. We have March 7th, Tuesday at 7:30. We have Ethan Case, from the Midwest, a guy who has been traveling about 40,000 miles in the U.S. He plays an 18-string double-neck guitar.
I was looking at the videos of this yesterday, and I actually grabbed a clip because this is pretty amazing. He's got a double-neck guitar, 12 strings on the top, 6 strings on the bottom, and here's what he sounds like. That is Ian Case. That song is called Butter 2. That's a pretty amazing technique. It's sort of like slap bass, but a whole lot faster and with a whole lot more strings.
Yeah, and when you add some looping into it as well by Stephanie Case, she helps out with that. It is just an amazing, both artistic and technical demonstration. We're really looking forward to it. And the series has been going just fantastic at the Barnstormers Theater. Super intimate, and a storytelling type of format. We're about 12 shows into it now, and it looks like we'll be continuing as long as they'll let us be there at the Barnstormers Theater.
All right, let's move on. Then what is the date again for Ian Case's performance?
It is Tuesday, March 7th, and then the shows continue on each month. You can find them at barnstormersgp.com.
Barnstormersgp.com. Thank you, Michael. Good to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Jeffrey.
All right, bye-bye. Take care. Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland with Valerie. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Well, this month we are continuing our production of Noises Off,
mm-hmm.
Which is hilariously funny. It's called The Funniest Play Ever Written. And I would not wait to get your tickets because although we close April 9th, we are starting to sell very well. So come sooner rather than later because, as you know, when spring break hits, tourism picks up, and that means we get even more people buying tickets.
All right.
So come see that. That runs through April 9th. And then we have our One Night Only series is continuing this month. In fact, on Wednesday night, we just had Jeff Pivar and Inger Jorgensen with us. Yeah, it was sold out. It was fantastic. And then coming March 22nd, we have Flamenco Pacifico at 8 o'clock. And then on March 29th, we have the Brothers Reed coming for our One Night Only series.
Okay, Flamenco Pacifico.
You can, yeah, go ahead.
Brothers Reed. Flamenco Pacifico on the 22nd, Brothers Reed on the 29th.
Correct.
Okay. And, of course, Noise is off until April 9th at the Oregon Cabaret Theater.
Yes. And you can get tickets on our website at OregonCabaret.com or by calling the box office at 541-488-2902.
Okay, great, Valerie. Always good to hear from you at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Final call on this First Friday Arts segment, and the final 2 minutes goes to, looks like, Arcata Theater? I'm sorry, who are we talking to here?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, this, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm sorry, my information was a little garbled.
Okay, that's fine, Jeff. This is Vajra in Sunny Valley with the Archetypal Theater, mm-hmm. which is located in Grants Pass, and we have coming up here March 11th and 12th. We have Women's Rise Up Monologues, Tales from the Women's March, which will give a real good injection of inspiration and hope and enjoyment for people during these rough times. People tell stories. Women. We have monologues from women's experiences with the Women's March. That's March 11th at 1:30 p.m. at the Collaborative Theater Project Space in Medford at Tinseltown. And then Sunday, March 12th at 2 p.m. at the Unitarians Building in Grants Pass, 129 Northwest East Street. And then March 25th, the Archetypal Theater is giving in one day two readings of Medea Every Woman, written by myself. And it is March 25th. 1:30 again at the Collaborative Theater Project in Tinseltown, Medford, and then in the evening, 7:30 p.m., March 25th in Grants Pass. And this is a story of a view of Medea's experience that takes place with present-day women, but in a dreamscape, and she discovers the deepest motive of her deed. It's a very inspiring, ultimately uplifting play.
Okay, Vajra, a couple seconds left. Do you have a web address for Archetypal Theater?
It is T-A-T for the Archetype Theater, T-A-T dot ShaktiMoon.com, and Shakti Moon has a hyphen, T-A-T dot ShaktiMoon.com.
Okay, always good to talk to you on the Jefferson Exchange. This has been our First Friday Art segment. Thanks to one and all who called.